It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
For 30 pieces of silver, Judas Chawla is your name.
The shoes you wore, I bought them. The shoes you wore, I bought them. The pants you wore, I bought them. Judas Chawla is your name.
Say, hear them call you Judas. They call you Judas. Your name is Judas. Walk past Judas, 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 Judas. Hey!
Judas got a bad rap in this, for real. They were next here, you're right on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. That's a band called, it's a Tim Time Bomb, and I can't make out the last part of it. I don't have it memorized here. 30 Pieces of Silver. Judas sold out Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver, and he was reviled, gets just looked at as being just less than human, evil. But you know what? He played, you could argue, the most crucial role in the whole thing. Yeah, if it wasn't for him, they never would have come and take Christ away. They never would have scourged Christ, crucified him. Somebody had to turn him in, so Judas did it. But not only that, Christ knew he was going to do it. He knew every hair on his head. He knew exactly what was going on. So, I don't know. A special place in the whole thing for Judas. Now, many people don't think like that, but it's true. I mean, Judas did what he had to do. He played his role in the whole scenario there. So, it's hard to look at that and think, who would do that? Who would betray Christ for 30 pieces of silver? I don't know what that was worth back then, but probably quite a lot of money. That takes me to, that reminds me of the Chosen. When you see all of the disciples coming together, Christ is picking them out. If you've seen the Chosen, it's really good. It kind of puts the whole thing in a modern-day context, if you will. It turns it into almost like a soap opera. So parts of it are pretty hokey, where the women are arguing amongst themselves and all that, but and a lot of the sniping that takes place between the disciples. But at one point, Simon and Jesus are walking down the road. I've mentioned this before, walking down the road, and Simon's pissed off. He's the one that wants to go out and kick ass. Come on, man, we got to go. Let's see some action. Let's go. We can take these people. And Christ is counseling him, saying, now calm down. Come on, please, 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 calm down. You don't understand. And what I thought should have been the dialogue is, do you understand that at some point there will be Tommy James and the Shondells? You don't even know what that means. There's going to be 63 Corvettes, dude. Calm down. Calm your ass down. Jesus knows all this. But Simon does not. So coming along there, that's a pretty good series. Now I don't know where the next iteration of it is. Is it out yet? I don't know. Is the latest and last one out? Do they take it to the crucifixion? I have no idea. I'm looking at a picture of Frank Zappa talking with Ronald Reagan, and I think it's some guy in a Ronald Reagan mask. If you're listening, that is not the real Ronald Reagan. That's like the Ronald Reagan mask that they used in the that cool movie where they were surfers and they were robbing banks, the presidents or whatever it was. Yeah, but that's not what that is. I'm looking at some kids on a barbell. Now, what do you call it? The monkey bars, we used to call them. That was it, monkey bars. That's probably horribly politically incorrect these days, but that never stops me. And there's climbing, and these are some of the most egregious monkey bars I've ever seen. We would have been right on the top of these things, walking along as if they were like tight ropes. Kids today are soft. I died once when I was 5. My mom made me walk it off. Amen. It's true. And somebody was always getting injured when we were kids. We were always building forts. We'd go up and build forts in trees. We'd build them on the ground. And I remember one time we built a fort in my backyard, little kids, and it was a pretty good one. I mean, with hammers and nails and wood and all that stuff. And our pal Frankie fell off and broke his arm. And his mom came down in just furious. What did you do to my son? What did you do to your son? We were up on the roof building this fort. And he fell off, man. It's not our fault. My mom stuck up for us, but she came around. His mom came around, but that kind of stuff happens, man. Now, again, you just shake it off. Get back to your what do they call that thing you go around a circle on and metal bars hang off of? What is that called? A whirligig or whatever that was? That was truly deadly, man. I'm surprised somebody didn't lose an arm or a leg on that. Maybe you did. Maybe you're listening to me right now with bitter memories about losing your arm or your leg on that turnstile like crazy ass contraption. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Deal, deal, deal. Well, 6 nights a week.